Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Got a special program today. We're going to be talking about all day here during this hour, chemical dependency, drug addiction. So often in this day and age, of course, it's not necessarily alcohol or a street drug. It's prescription drugs. We've got a special guest, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here.
Anytime Dave and I are together, it's special to me because that means I'm still alive. And our other special guest.
I'm still alive.
Both of us. And our other special guest is Dr. Rigo Bruick. And Dr. Bruick, welcome to New Life Live. I don't think you've been on before, have you?
No, this is my first time, and thank you very much for having me. I mean, well, I feel so... You know, in the presence of two so established and well-known professionals, that's an honor. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and you can expound on that later. But but Dr. Bruick, everybody, he is a licensed marriage family therapist. He's got a PhD in clinical psychology. But what's important to us is he really does know addiction better than most, whether it's gambling or drug or alcohol. And he works with the treatment center that we love to send people to when they need help. And that's Covenant Hills there in Southern California. And let's just talk. Let's start. And by the way, if you want to join us, the phone number is 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, when I started working in the addiction field, worked in a treatment center while I was going to seminary, this was in Texas. I would say 80% of the people there were alcoholics. And so it was a pretty simple process back then. Most people went to AA. There wasn't much complication. But, Dr. Bruick, isn't it true that that percentage, 80% alcoholics in a treatment center, that's just not the same percentage today, is it?
No, unfortunately not. We have a lot of primarily young people that suffer from what we call polytox. So it's everything. It's pot, marijuana. It is heroin. A lot of them use heroin. They snort it. They smoke it. They inject it. Mm-hmm. They use all kinds of medications that they buy on the street or steal from their family. Xanax, benzodiazepines. There's a lot of methamphetamine. So speed, what it's sometimes called. There are medications like Adderall and Ritalin that are traded on the black market that they use for stimulants.
Yeah,
and even times medications that are prescribed within the drug treatment, like gabapentin, is sometimes abused.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it true that a lot of people will turn to heroin because the prescription medication that they get addicted to is either too expensive or they just can't get their physician to refill the prescription anymore?
You know, I wish I could say it was that easy.
Not that easy?
No, because it's complex. You have people that are 16 years old that use it, and you have people that are 60 going on 70 that use it.
Yeah.
A lot of the older clients, they had some pain issues. They are chronic pain sufferers. Most of the younger people, they get into it a different way. They might start off with medication, but you know, it's like a dare. It's trying it, and it's awful.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Join.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, and really glad to have Dr. Bruick here. Now, let's talk first, Dave, and then we're going to go right to a call. We've got a book that we put out in the Arterburn Wellness Series, and it's talking about understanding and loving a person with alcohol or drug addiction. And you've been through this. This isn't just something you learned from a textbook. You went through this with your family, and you came out on the other side, and it's a great story of hope and victory, and that's not always the case. And I think one of the tough things is that people don't know what to do, or they think it's just going to go away. They don't act soon enough. Just say something to somebody that's thinking, oh, I don't need to do anything today.
Well, the thing that turned it around for us was a program that you got us into, where this young kid sitting across from me in a small group said, after I said I was here because my son has a problem, he said, you're going to find out you're here because you have a problem. And once that began to sink in to us that this was a family illness, a family problem, a family disease, mm-hmm. that was the beginning of the end of it. And I see, and we hear people on the phone saying, you know, our kid has a problem or this person has a problem, and it seems to be isolated to that person. And until they see that it's a problem for everybody in the context of that family, there's not much hope.
Yeah, it really isn't. And so this is one place where procrastination is absolutely deadly.
The longer you let it go on, the more entrenched it becomes.
Yeah.
And the more entrenched the family problem becomes as well. So act quickly is the key. Mm-hmm. Back when this happened to us, there was very little available in terms of help. There was very little available in terms of treatment even. Some of the programs that were available were ridiculous, and because they didn't know what they were doing. It took some years before the research caught up.
Yeah. Well, we've got hope for you here today, and one of those sources is this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol and Drug Addiction. That is our gift to you for a gift of any amount. If you've got a family member, you need that book. Right now, let's go to Chris from Alexandria, Virginia, has joined us here at 1-800-229-3000, listens on WAVA. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm good. And yourself?
Doing okay. What's going on with you?
I guess I was going to try to call yesterday, but I was listening today, and you said you're going to have the focus is going to be on drug and alcohol. So my biggest thing is alcohol. I've been drinking for going on 14, 15 years, and I tried AA a couple of times. And the reason why I stopped doing AA because I had a sponsor that my weekends are usually the time where I really have cravings. And I would call my sponsor, but they would never pick up. you know. So at that
and,
point,
and so did you ever think that, well, if I can't get a hold of my sponsor, maybe I ought to get a hold of the steering wheel of my car and go drive to a meeting? that would have helped, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, the meeting is only like, I think it's twice a week, and they were like on like Mondays and Wednesdays. My, usually when I first started drinking, it was always towards the weekends, like Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so when's the last time you had a drink?
I want to say Sunday. I had like a beer.
Okay.
And I guess the biggest thing is I keep trying to stop, and reality is hard. I even went to see a therapist, and all she kept telling me is to stay active. The more you stay active, the less you want it. And I was like, okay, because I run a lot. So I did that, and I still have those urges. And another thing, I even went into Celebrate Recovery, and the same thing happened there. And the thing about it, it's like, if I didn't have it, if I didn't have the money for it, I just wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I never really did anything crazy to get it, but
okay, so
I got it. I just kind of stopped.
So what's the question for us? Why'd you call?
I just need to figure out. I don't know what to do. I don't know, because right now I just feel...
All right, we get it. We hear you. Let me ask Dr. Bruick to talk to you about where you are, what you're doing, and all the reasons that you have not stopped.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
You know, Chris, the first thing I would advise you, go to a physician who is experienced with helping people with alcohol addiction, because they have now some medications that can help with the craving and make that less painful and uncomfortable. So there are no golden bullets out there. But I tell you, there is help available. So I would say go to a physician. You might have to go to your family doctor and ask him, do you know of somebody who is experienced in this? Because, you know, being experienced is important. Reach out to your church. Look if they have a support group that you can sit in. You know, you're right. Not every AA group is for every person. Not every sponsor is the one that you can really work with. But don't give up. If the sponsor you work with isn't the right one, switch. Get another one. Talk with other people that are in this process. You know, there are millions, literally millions of men that have been set free from this. Why should you be different? You know, you can have hope, but the AA program says it works if you work it. You know, there is work involved. It's not easy. Now, when I say that, how does that resonate with you?
I mean, I'll try anything. The thing is, I'm trying to, like I said, I was trying to find another therapist around where I live at. But being that the area is so saturated with a lot of military, because that's who I go through the military,
mm-hmm.
that they were saying months before I could even set up an appointment. So I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? You know,
well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, you haven't decided to stop drinking yet. What would, and you say, well, if I didn't have any money to buy it, then I'd stop. Is there any other thing that would happen? Is it like, I mean, have you ever thought about that? What would cause you to finally say, I'm done with this, to the extent I'm not going to make excuses anymore. I'm not going to evaluate people, sponsors, therapists, or programs. I'm just going to go do it. What would it take? Is it losing your, I mean, would you have to be hospitalized? Would you have to lose your ability to walk or talk? Have you ever thought about that? Is there anything that would cause you to say, I'm absolutely done? Because, you know, I've talked to thousands of alcoholics. You're not done yet. You are not wanting to do whatever it takes to get better. And until you reach that point, it's essentially a waste of your time trying stuff. You literally have to hit this place of surrender, and you're not there. And surrender comes in two forms, buddy. It's one form. It's like totally giving up emotionally, spiritually, and it's an amazing experience. Sometimes you cry, all that. There's another form of surrender that you could choose right now, and it's just the choice to comply with what the most people have done that have recovered from the problem that you have. In other words, when you go to an AA meeting, one of the things they encourage you to do is to shut up and listen and not evaluate, not tell all the reasons that you're different and everything, but just listen to what other people have done. And that kind of complying surrender is just as powerful. But you have to decide that you're going to surrender. You have the awareness that you have a problem. You have a little bit of desire for it to be different, but you're absent of the willingness to do whatever it takes. And when that willingness comes, that humble willingness, you will be one grateful, recovering alcoholic who has a whole other world. It's not about stopping your alcohol consumption. It's about entering into the life that God has designed for you from the beginning of time. And oh my goodness, if you could see what God has for you in the world of recovery and restoration and healing, you'd never take another drink, and you'd quit talking to me, and you'd get in the car, and you'd find a meeting. There aren't just two meetings a week in Alexandria, Virginia. There's a meeting almost every hour in Alexandria, Virginia, in the area that you're in. And those meetings are the bridge to a total new life of transformation, working the steps one step at a time. Now, I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and right there is all the truth you need. Maybe, just maybe, there's something we've said that would motivate you to turn your awareness into willingness to get better. That's what it's going to take.
You know, one of the things they have to be willing to do is to go to more than two meetings a week. The research says that unless you do four meetings a week, you're not going to do a successful recovery. And you don't do that necessarily for the rest of your life, but you do it for quite a long time.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to John from Dallas, Texas. John, how you doing there? Welcome to New Life Live.
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to say I enjoy listening to y'all over the years. It's been a pleasure to listen and learn from you guys. I've read several of your books. I used to be an alcoholic, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. And then one day a man stood in front of me and looked at me in the face and told me, "You have a sin problem." And that was my problem. And since then, after I repented of my sin, I have not been the same since. And it cured I just had no desire to drink anymore. And my question for you really is, why isn't sin brought up much anymore? People don't talk about sin. I don't hear it much on your show, and I love your show. But to me, that was the biggest thing. I couldn't stop drinking until somebody just looked at me in the face and said, "You got a sin problem."
Well, let me try to address that, okay? I stopped drinking with a revelation that I had had my share. That was all it took for me. One day, this thought popped into my head: I've had my share. You don't hear me telling every person that calls with an alcohol problem, "Here's what you have to do." You have to say to yourself, "I've had my share." And the reason you don't hear that is because what works for one person doesn't work for every person. Now, addiction and sin are not exclusive of each other. I've never met an addict who wasn't deeply involved in sin. I've also never met a sinner. I've never met a sinner who wasn't deeply addicted to their sin. sins of arrogance, sins of narcissism, all sorts of things. We get addicted to our sin of choice. They go hand in hand. But we're not here just to preach about sin. We're here to help people reach a point where they could look into their own lives and say, wow, look at all that sin. If I could stop drinking, I wouldn't be producing all that sin in my life. Then as they work the steps, they go, not only am I not sinning, I need to go back. I need to make restitution for all those sins in my life. Our goal is absolute, not just repentance, but remorsefulness and understanding right. the impact that the behaviors had on other people. And if just telling somebody you're a sinner would cause masses to come and get better, that's all you'd hear out of my mouth. But everybody's different. They're in a different place. And we want to offer hope to anyone wherever they are.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Milan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Special guests, Rigo Burek. He is a doctor. He's a clinical psychologist, and he is head of this wonderful, wonderful program, Covenant Hills in Southern California, working with drug addicts. And, you know, it's a place that you really can trust. To the previous caller, just a comment also. When we talk about addiction, we talk about identifying it. We want people to be released from it. We want people to literally be delivered from it. That'd be spectacular. But here's a truth that you just can't get around. Nobody we've ever met who's ever instantly stopped drinking the way this gentleman did. All it took was someone saying, you have a sin problem, and he stopped. No one we have ever met has been instantly delivered into character. That's what recovery is all about. It is a character-building program, one step at a time. The Life Recovery Bible is a Bible that outlines the path of character-building, how to become a follower of Jesus, a mature follower of Jesus after you have stopped the drinking and begun the recovery. So, you know, if you don't have a recovery program that builds character, you are literally a ticking time bomb waiting to go off, and everybody around you is kind of wondering, well, when in the world is it going to happen? So, easy, not simple, always complicated.
We've always said that Christian recovery is just another way of saying discipleship.
Yeah, right. How to grow as a disciple of the Lord. All right, let's go to Janet, Casper, Wyoming. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Janet. How you doing?
Oh, okay. This is pretty emotional for me. So if I cry, that's why.
All right.
That's all right.
Our 28-year-old daughter is in acute liver failure. She nearly didn't make her 28th birthday. She, at the age of 27, went into the hospital with the abdomen that looks like you're 9 months pregnant and completely jaundiced. Mm-hmm. And she did survive detox. She did survive to her birthday. But we're 44 days into her sobriety. And that's a huge blessing. But she's doing nothing for her own recovery. She's relying on everyone else. She's not attending AA, any group therapy, any single therapy. She makes a lot of excuses for not going to any of those. So we've been told by our rehab counselor that the family has seen that she is not in recovery. She is merely dry.
I'm so sorry.
This girl will not survive without a liver transplant. She has maybe 5% of her liver that is functioning. So she may not even survive to the transplant, let alone the transplant itself. So as a family, what we are asking for, we are getting some very good counseling, but I also would like the Christian perspective on how to deal with this. So that's my question, is how to deal with this. You know, I'm reading scripture. This girl does not want to hear any of it. So I just need help in for me to deal with it and how we can help her.
Okay. You know, reading scripture to her is very different than trying to connect with her sense of hopelessness.
And I'm not reading the scripture to her. I'm reading it for myself.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She doesn't want to hear any Christian perspective of her problem.
When you're with her, I would be talking to her about what it was like when things were good in her life. Mm-hmm. You know, if an interventionist comes in, they ask people to say, tell the person what things were like, tell the person what you see now, and then ask them to get help. So given her stubborn resistance, I would spend a lot of time talking about the wonderful memories you had of her before she started drinking. And what that the goal would be that she would tap into that, that person is still there. That there's still hope I could get back to enjoying life. I don't know that you need to tell her how things are now because it's pretty obvious and that isn't motivating her to get help. But maybe if you could just celebrate her life the way it was, talk about how you miss those days like that, perhaps, and I'm not saying that it would, but perhaps that would be something that she could connect with.
Could I?
Dr. Brewer, any thought there from you?
You know, I would encourage you also to get her to talk about her dreams and aspirations. What is it that she wants?
She has none.
She has none.
She had some sometime or other.
She did. She wanted to be a psychiatrist, a psychologist. She's got her bachelor's in that. She just needs a master's. But she has no desire to continue that. She doesn't want to pursue any hobbies, any volunteer work, anything. she can't work at right now because of her condition.
Sure.
That sounds like she's really depressed.
But what I just heard is that maybe looking at old photo albums and her seeing herself when she was, you know, so healthy.
Yeah. And we'll be back for more.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'm going to send Janet this wonderful book. It is in the Arterburn Wellness Series. Dave put this together. It's called Understanding Loving a Person with Alcohol and Drug Addiction. I'm also going to send you the Life Recovery Bible. That is a nice thing to give to somebody who is experiencing tremendous hopelessness and helplessness. But Dr. Brooke, you mentioned, I mean, it does sound like she's so depressed that she can't even see life, you know, beyond her current misery. And talk about that a little bit. I mean, sometimes you have to get medication for the depression before you can get help for the addiction.
Yeah, that's absolutely so. A lot of people that struggle with substance use disorders, they also have co-occurring conditions, and depression is really a big one. Whether, you know, what the chicken or the egg is, came the depression first or came the substance abuse first, oftentimes we don't know that. But it really sounds like this young woman is really depressed, and it would be worthwhile to have her see an experienced psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And probably then support her, because sometimes depression, even with medication, take months to get out of. I mean, one thing is if she's not drinking alcohol, that is a good thing, right? That keeps her stable. And then to support her, keep connected, like you say, keep connected with her, try to connect her with her dreams and aspiration, put good things around her, so that hopefully as the depression recedes that she can get back into the spirit of life. And yeah. I'm a firm believer in prayer, you know.
Yes.
Pray. Get people to pray for your loved ones. That is something that the Lord promised us, that if we pray, he will listen. He will do
That's
something.
Right. Yeah. I was just making a post on that today, that here is this supernatural power we have, the power of prayer, and we use it to seldom. I just want to say this too. When a person's an alcoholic, the thing that they're able to do is drink more alcohol than anybody could ever imagine. It's just one of those things. And you end up, you have these nerve cells that get so saturated by this chemical, it produces what I call emotional augmentation. You don't just get sad. You get deeply, deeply depressed and in this hopeless situation. You don't just get irritated. You're full of rage, and you don't know why. It's your whole nervous system is either totally toxic from the chemicals, or it's in withdrawal. You don't become just kind of anxious. You're paralyzed by fear. The life of an addict is just horrific. And yet, on the other side of that, with recovery, there's serenity, there's peace, there's purpose, there's meaning. And nobody can get you to that point other than you, to where you say, okay, it's time. And that's what we want for every person that's listening who has a drug or an alcohol problem. And you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. At least get a life recovery Bible. At best, ask about Covenant Hills. Get the treatment that you need. Every day, people are getting better and better and better. Let's go to Jessica, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, thank you. So I lost my brother about almost 3 years ago now to overdose of heroin.
I'm very sorry.
And he had, it was in 3 days before Christmas at that, so it was even worse. But I just carry a lot of guilt. Not guilt. I guess a little bit of guilt that I didn't step in more, but a lot of anger towards my parents because I don't feel like they really, I feel like they were just really just didn't do much at all. Just kind of said, you know, well, until he gets to the bottom, like I've heard you say just recently on the show, you know, until they get to the bottom, there's really nothing you can do.
Is something you can do, though. That we didn't say that. There really isn't anything. You know, when we're talking to an addict, we say you have to come to this point. But when we're talking to a family member, we don't say, hey, you can't do anything until they hit bottom. You can do an intervention. You can bring in people that specialize in impossible situations. You know, there are a lot of things. You can quit enabling them. You can quit providing them with things that they need. So we're saying to the alcoholic, you have to hit bottom emotionally, spiritually, mentally, however it happens. But to the family members, we're not saying that. We're saying, hey, there are things that you can do. And those things are in this book. I'll send you a copy of this book that Dave put together here, Understanding and Loving a Person with a Chemical Dependency Problem or an Addiction Problem. I'll get that to you. But did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Well, my quick question would be, is it fair of me really to hold that anger towards them? It's just one thing I can't really let go of. You know, I just feel like we could have saved them if we could have done, if they would have tried something.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if it's
Dave,
fair.
You want to address that?
Jessica, there's a lot of ignorance out there about addiction and what can be done, and some people just give up and don't know because they don't know what to do, and that's part of what we're trying to get people aware of. When the book that Steve's talking about, my working title was When Someone You Love Is Addicted, and what you can do, and part of what you can do that very few people realize they can do is to get educated about addictions and alcoholism. That's what turned things around for our family, and I have a son who was a heroin addict for 10 years. Back in the days when it wasn't quite as dangerous as it is today with the way they cut the heroin with fentanyl and other things. But he's been in recovery for 29 years now. He's clean and sober. He's a productive citizen, and we figure it was a gift that God gave back to us. And not everyone has that experience, but part of the turnaround was that we got educated and we understood what we were dealing with and how we were contributing to the problem. And nobody gave that opportunity to your folks, so give them some room to grieve. But that would be a project for you to get people educated around you that it doesn't happen to their family.
Well, and if you got involved in Al-Anon, they would help you with that because you know, of course your resentment is justifiable, but God tells us that we have to get rid of all bitterness and all resentment, and it's not helping you to live that way. It's preventing you from connecting with them. They literally did do the best that they could with what they knew, and it's sad they didn't know any more. So I don't want you to suffer and be full of anger toward them, because it, as you know, it's just not going to help anything. And we want you to be free, totally free. All right, let's go to Kay, Williamsburg, Virginia. Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Hi, Sudie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I have a question, a very legitimate question. How does someone who goes through an absolutely horrendous from hell withdrawal, how could they ever possibly do it again? You know, in other words, you see the great white who just ate someone last week. Why would you jump in knowing you will die? Are addicts just the most retarded, worthless people in the world, or is there something intrinsically wrong with their brain?
Well, their brain is addicted. The brain is addicted. I mean, it's the same question. How can someone drink again after they just ran over a child who's 2 years old and killed them while driving drunk, and they crave getting another drink? That's not just a person like you or me deciding to drink. They are literally, there is a physical addiction controlling every cell of their body.
It's like, okay, it's like an alien named addiction that has taken over their brain and their body, and they're not themselves. I remember some of the people who are trying to help us when we were dealing with this was saying that that's not him talking, that's his addiction talking, because of the terrible things that he will often say to us. And you're not dealing with reality anymore. You're dealing with a takeover by something that's alien to who we are.
Well, what I'm asking about is that withdrawal. After that process of those cells just exploding, you feel like your body is just being eaten by acid. You can't breathe or think. And then that starts to wane after that week or month, and you're no longer on that alcohol, gone like, through the withdrawal.
It's like childbirth. Childbirth is a very painful experience, but women do it more than once, because after a while there are rewards for having children, and there are rewards, weird rewards, for having an addiction, because you reward the addiction, and then all of a sudden you can't do it and you go through the withdrawal and you put up with it.
Right.
But you're caught.
Right after this, we'll talk about how that happens, that relapse process where you get confused. We'll talk about it. Doesn't let you off the hook. You're still responsible. You can still get better. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. A gift of any amount will send you this great, great book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction. Also, we've got a Life Recovery Conference coming up in Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. We'd love for you to come. It'll be a great boost. It's also part of our 30th anniversary celebration there. So please come and be part of that. We've got one. If you're on the line, hold on. We'll get to you in our next program. And if you want to join us in the next program, it's 1-800-229-3000. But final caller, Tim, how you doing today?
All right.
Hi, Tim.
My question is, I'm dealing with... I was in a tractor trailer accident when I was 16 years old, in a coma. So I spent 3 years living in hospitals, and like 3 years worth of recovery. I suffer from mental illness, and I deal with a lot of physical pain. With this epidemic issue going on, the doctors are all running scared. It seems like right now, my last pain doctor that I was seeing, I see a psychiatrist. Right now, I'm seeing an addiction specialist right now. He has me on the maintenance Subutex Suboxone medication. And I understand about the process of recovery and all that. My prayer life, I do that. But I
Are you in any kind of program where there's a redemptive healing community that you're attached to? Anybody? Anywhere?
Yes, my church.
Your church. What about a recovery program? Have you ever thought about getting involved and working some steps?
Yes, I have done that. I see a counselor right now, twice a month, with the program, the state requires the license, to get that medication, you have to see a therapist. So I do see, and I see him twice a month rather than once a month, but still.
Tim, I wish we had more time, but you've heard it here before, and I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible for you, but I'll tell you, if you got involved in a recovery program and you started going to meetings about four times a week, I think your life would change. No matter, you say you've got a mental illness. Getting involved in a healthy, healing community where there's redemptive relationship, there's just something about that. As you work the steps together with those folks, it does seem to change everything. Well, Dr. Brook, thank you for being with us. Covenant Hills is an amazing, amazing place. We've sent many, many people there. Anything you'd like to say here as we close out the program?
Well, reach out. Don't wait. Do something today. Pick up the phone. Talk to somebody that there is help out there. I have no dog in this fight, but I will totally endorse the Life Recovery Bible. We use it. Every client that comes to us gets one. I use it myself, and I can tell you that this integration of the 12 steps programs, which comes out of a Christian program, and the scriptures has a tremendous effect. We see people giving their life to Christ or rededicating their life to Christ as they are struggling for freedom from substances, and I can only support that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. And if anybody wants more information on Covenant Hills or just recovery in general, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I was hoping Larry could come in and talk with us here at the end of the program. Larry, we want people to get well. We want them to get better. but we need help from everybody for that to happen.
Well, and Steve, this radio program exemplifies why that's important, because I want to tell a quick story. We do our thankful calls. We call folks, Thankful Thursday calls, we call them. We call out and say thanks for supporting the ministry. And one lady, I think Megan made the call, and a lady said, no, I should be thanking you. You're the reason my daughter is alive. She got mixed with the wrong crowd. She got into drug addiction. Everything went wrong. And her daughter finally hit bottom, called mom one night, just desperate. What do I do? I need help. And mom was very wise. She didn't say, let me help you, or I'll give you money, or I'll come home and we'll do this. She said, you need to find somebody for help, and here's who you need to call. And she said, I knew what to do because I was listening to your radio program. Mm. All these years I've been listening, and I knew when that time came what my daughter had to do. The daughter called. We got her into treatment. She got out of treatment, got married, and this woman said, now I have a grandchild. I never would have had a grandchild if she didn't make that call.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I
so
love that. That's what you do. That's what you produce when you support us.
Absolutely.
Right there.
And so a couple ways to support us. We need extra gifts. This is a tough month for us. We appreciate your support. But we need more Club New Life members. So as the year goes and we grow Club New Life, we won't have to be looking for these extra gifts as often as we do now. Right. Great, this book today, The Understanding and Loving a Person with Drug or Alcohol Addiction, that's part of the welcome gift. You get all 8 books when you sign up. We have this library of videos we keep talking about. We're going to be putting a couple up online soon so that you can get a flavor and a taste of what those videos are like. But the only way you can get the whole library and have it available all the time is becoming a Club New Life member, and we ask you to do that, please. Call us, 800-NEW-LIFE.
All right, so you've heard a lot of things here today, and there's a lot of hope and a lot of healing, but you have to call us and get that help or call for somebody that you love. There's the book, Understanding and Loving a Person with an Alcohol or a Drug Problem, a Chemical Dependency Issue. There's the Bible. It's been out 25 years, 3 million copies. It is a handbook for spiritual growth and transformation for anybody who has an addiction problem or a problem of any sort.
Steve, can I add something? I just want to affirm what Dr. Bruick said, and that is do something. When people call us for help with addiction, we treat it as an emergency that they need to get help right now. And I just can't encourage people enough that know they need to do something to do something. Pick up the phone and call. We can help you. So yeah. I just wanted to add that. I just felt strong about that.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. And it's easy to say, well, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow may never come. So get the help that you need. And, the Life Recovery Conference is a great introduction to recovery. It's a great boost to people that have been in recovery for years. You can find out about that at newlife.com and 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if your addiction happens to be a sexual addiction, Every Man's Battle is coming to Orange County on May the 4th. And we've got a wonderful Intimacy in Marriage on July the 20th. But look, you may not need a conference. You may not need a book. You may not need a weekend. You just may need a counselor. We don't know what you need, but whatever it is you're struggling with, whether it's fear or grief, or you know your codependency is hurting another person, maybe the anger, resentment, and the bitterness is just overwhelming. Whatever it is you're struggling with, we can help you if you'll allow us to do that. It would be a great honor for us to help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And by the same token, anytime someone like you picks up the phone and says, let me join Club New Life at $30 a month on your 30th anniversary. Or here's this gift. We'll say thank you by sending you Dave's book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction. Help us or get the help you need, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll do another program after this, 1-800-229-3000. That's the number.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.